Hello, hello, all aboard. Chugga chugga choo choo. We are starting Q Day on the love train. Zosha.
Hi, Lauren. Oh, you're so good at the entry. So good. I love you. I'm so happy to be here with you on our second hour.
I love you too. I love you too. This is so much fun. We're just playing. It's just
Exactly.
So much fun. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, let's just get to it. We have some announcements to make, and we are so happy whoever has decided to join. We're so happy that you're here. And we just are so excited to create a space of love and lift everyone's hearts and just speak love to all. So, Zosha, do you want to start with the first announcement?
Yes, you all know her already, our beautiful sister of the light, in the light, Sunshine. Sunshine is the hostess of Whiplash Talks, as you all know. And she today is, rumor has it, she's having a surprise guest that she's going to interview for her second interview. And all I know is it's a surprise guest and it would be very riveting. So I just share it with everyone, tune in with her sister. And she tunes in. I won't say the time because of the time zones, but she's right after PRQ timelines. And I'm going there. Let's all go there and see who it is. And great show to you, Sunshine. We love you.
Yay, we love you, Sunshine. That's exciting.
I know. A
Oh,
surprise. Saturday
yes.
surprise.
I love it.
And you have something to tee up, Lauren.
I do, Zosha. It's so a little birdie told me about a brand new show called Sojourns, and this show, the first episode debuts next Saturday, March 8th, the hour before PRQ homesteading. And these are some beautiful dear sisters who have decided to come together and create a show. And talk about so many amazing topics, from the mundane to the metaphysical, the joy of laughter, this human experience and navigating it. And, you know, they're all the while they're doing it with sharing love with one another and their listeners. So I am so excited for their first show. I encourage everyone to tune in and listen. These are beautiful beings that are on the Q train, their family, and I mean, we're doing it, guys. We're collaborating. We're coming together and collaborating, and we're making it fun. What do you say, Zosha?
Absolutely. Just to add, they're in the same time slot as this, just the following week, because we're every other week in this time slot. And just a reminder also, Lauren, I heard that there would be perhaps sometimes a visit from a divine dynamic merman.
Ooh, you know me. I love mermen.
Exactly. This is a divine one. They're all divine, intelligent, beautiful.
Yeah.
Just beautiful friends.
Yes, we love
beautiful
all
lights.
Of you. Yeah.
So tune in next week
yes.
for Sojourns.
Yay. So, okay. So, Zosha, I was inspired to sing today. It's a love song. I'm singing a love. I'm making love to Q. So, you know, a little foreplay, start the show.
You did say that was your expertise.
I did, right? So I'm going to have to kind of live up to that, right? So, okay, bear in mind, everyone, I'm not a professional singer. I'm not an opera singer. I am just going with my heart. And there is a little instrumental portion in the middle of the song, and I'm just going to hum to it. And I encourage you, when I'm singing this song, close your eyes and feel me. Feel my harmonics, because that's what I'm going to do when I'm singing this song. And I hope you all enjoy. And like I said, I hope it doesn't come across too loud. If it does, I apologize. I'm not a sound engineer, so I'm just going with my heart. So, all right.
Have fun, Lauren.
Thank
Enjoy
you,
it. Enjoy it.
Okay. I want to be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. Boop-boop-pee-too. I want to be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to fill with desire to make you my own. Ba-do-ba-do-ba-doodly-dum. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba da da. Just you and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you. A teedly 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 dum. Boop boop pee doo.
That was so great. So fun. That was great job. How did you feel doing that? Oh, you, Lauren, that takes so much courage to sing on the radio. It's so beautiful. And I love that you teed up to sort of close your eyes and feel you, because I didn't feel, how do I say it? I guess I felt your harmonics. I didn't feel your Lauren as I know you. It was really interesting, really beautiful.
Oh.
Like I tapped into another. I guess your essence came out. How would you describe that? And what was your inspiration to sing it? How did it all come about? And just beautiful. Thank you for sharing with us.
Oh, thank you, Zosha. So I was kind of I was nervous. You know, it sounds a lot better when I'm singing it alone.
It
But
sounded great. Great.
thank you, thank you. You know, this, so I got this idea a couple of days ago, and I was just singing it and singing it, and I was having so much fun with it. And I just love Marilyn Monroe. And I really resonate with her harmonics. And it was really easy to sing this. I don't know why this particular song came up, it just did. And so I was all set to go practicing and, went to bed. I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And then this morning I woke up and I had something come over me like, oh, you can't do that. You're gonna sound like an idiot. You're gonna mess up. You're gonna. And I pulled a Zosha. I was like, shh, girl, shush yourself. So,
Yay.
right? Like, I'm like, no. When so I was hemming and hawing and I'm like, should I sing this? I don't know. So I was getting ready and I played it and I started singing and I was so excited. I was happy. I was in my heart. And so I was like, that's my inner compass telling me to do it. And so same thing that happened with the No Pants Party. I was just hemming and hawing and I just had to go with it. And so yeah, that was my inspiration. So thank you.
Wow, so much courage. You inspire me again, always. Just like when you started the radio show. It's really brilliant. And I'm so grateful for you sharing too, because We're trying to, in our own way, show how we're moving through this place, right? And what came to
Yes.
me when you were sharing is just feeling your spirit and that freedom. It is kind of, I used the word once before, sense of abandonment. It's really just leaving that stuff behind, that mental stuff that you described, and really just feeling it and doing it. Now, let me ask you this. How do you feel after doing it? Too soon to ask? Do I ask you tomorrow? Because you did it. So how does it feel on the other side? You just did it.
It feels really good, and I'll say it right now. I'm my own worst critic, so I could sit there and it's judgment, right? It's judgment of myself, and so it's just a step further. It's a step in front of me to, okay, we're making progress. We're breaking down walls. We're releasing the chains of duality of that mind energy. So it feels really good to do it. So
So good. And it's beautiful too, because the one purpose, one of the reasons we came together is we really wanted to be heart-centered and really be present. And
exactly.
you just demonstrated that too. So thank you again. I hope, well, we know Q was listening somehow. I hope he loved it.
I hope so too. We love you, Q.
Yes, we do love you, Q. I was wondering after the last show, it's kind of funny. Do we become now the Homestead Hussies,
Oh, I love it.
and the PRQ hour before that could be the Happy Hussy hour.
Oh, perfect.
Did you ever feel you'd feel, did you ever imagine yourself feeling joy when you were called a
Called
hussy?
a hussy. Yeah.
And we know there's other hussies out there too, so.
Shout out to the hussies.
It's feeling like a project somehow, and I don't see it yet, but it kind of feels like a project coming.
I agree. I agree.
Oh
Oh my
my gosh,
God.
so fun. So how are you feeling today now with the second hour?
I'm
We talked
excited.
about deep diving, we talked about post-show review, we talked about a place of love. There's so many things to talk about,
I
right?
agree.
It's
I
endless.
agree.
So, and we got so much from Q last week. We got so much from Q and Mermaid, the
Yeah.
interview before that, and every other show in between. So, are you feeling anything right now?
Everything you said, Zosha, I love. I think today would be a good time to just this hour just to go over and kind of recap, our call with Q and how we sort things individually and just go a little bit on a deeper dive on these topics. What do you feel?
It came to me to, excuse me, we always get throat things when we're together. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We talked about why, what prompted our questions. Let's just say last week, right? We talked about, let's just give the audience a little background. I'll speak for myself, questions and how they came to us. Lauren and I always share the same love and interest in the same topics. And you all know the topics that we discuss. So that comes really easy for us. And what was the questioning about is really trying to thresh out the family tree, omnipresence, sacred sexuality, and all of that. And how does it work? So some of our questions, we're figuring it out, obviously, as well, and trying to bring out, let's say, Q on our first call confirmed, validated that what we knew, which is that you and I share light, and we have been and are sisters. And I thought it was funny because when he did that, we're like, okay, on to the next topic. Like it was just past the potatoes. And that's a pretty big deal. And it, I feel, puts us in a unique place as well to discuss this because we can share it from our own experience, how you and I experience synchronicities or similarities, similar things happen. And how we both share Mermaid's Light. We'll bring that in where it's a process. It just seems like we're stepping into that and how that will weave into it. So, right, Lauren? So we discussed how this just feels like a unique opportunity through us
Yes.
for the information to come through.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what just came to me? I'm sorry, Zosia, I have to
No, it's
say.
perfect. Go.
That song, I forgot to say, that song was I Want to Be Loved by You by Marilyn Monroe from the movie Some Like It Hot. I believe that's the name of the movie. But what you just that just came to me to say that to give her her credit, of course, a beautiful, beautiful individual. So yeah, I felt like just it, you know, it's a lot of information. Just like you said, it's a lot of information, and you know, just what you said, we share light with mermaid, and we have so many things in common with mermaid. And what does that look like when we talk about omnipresence, and then particularly, you know, sacred sexuality and how this all works? So to a lot of people, you know, you might be tuning in you know, hearing the information, and it might trigger or give a little pinch, like what? And so I feel, I know, Zosha, that that's it's such a gift to be able to have this a platform to speak and to help Q and Mermaid reveal the truth and how things really are, because we want to know the truth. So I'll leave it with this. I remember hearing someone talk, and this individual said, "Are you ready to let go of all the programming?" And I sat there and I pondered it. I asked myself, "Am I? Am I really ready to let go?" And I've always been on this search and this quest for truth. It was just I could never put it down. And so I really had to search within myself to be able to, can you do this, Lauren? And the answer is an emphatic yes. So whatever that means, and having to examine myself in this journey, yeah, I'm so ready. So yeah, that's you know, Zosha, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
And we can take it wherever you
What
want to
if I
go.
said no?
Well, then no, we'll just move right on.
Of course.
Okay, Q.
Keep going. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
No, I love it. I love it. So do you want, where do you, well, okay, where do you want to start with this? Do you want to start with, I feel like, just as a recap for the audience, you, when I was sorting this information out, and going to the Creation Lightship website and looking at the creation diagram, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I get it, but then a part of, there's just some things that are, it's like I'm in the neighborhood, I'm on the street, I'm on the cul-de-sac, but is it the brick house, the red house, or the blue house, right? And so you just gave a really great visual on how, you know, your take on how this works with the ruler and the magnet. Would you mind sharing that with the audience?
Oh yeah, that was when I'm trying to think of the premise of what we were speaking about. Was that just about how
Oh,
we go ahead?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the ruler and the magnet and just the snowflake. You know what? Yeah.
Okay, now okay, let me just repeat something you said. So going back to the creation diagram on the creation lightship, right? Where they show the one splits into the two,
Yes.
splits into the 12. Okay, that's right. So we were speaking about how that works. Lauren and I were trying to work out omnipresence. How does it work? And what came to me at that time was really looking at the Merkabah, like Q always shares. We're not the identity, so really seeing it from our spirit perspective, the light within. And it came to me one day about a magnet. If you just visualize it, say a 12-inch ruler, and it's a magnet. And it came to me that if you break it into 12 pieces, each piece still has the same essence of the original magnet. It never changes. So that's what clicked something for me. So if this helps anyone, I'm so glad. But it helped me recognize, or maybe Lauren, you can say, but it helped me recognize, oh, we still have the same essence. You know, it's like Q and Mermaid said, there's no hierarchy. We're all source. So to me, every piece of that magnet is source. It's just now, how do we play? How do we express? But we're still our magnet. We still have that power, the essence of source within us. Is that what you recall?
Yes. Yes. And I'm a visual learner. So that really helped me just put it in a way that was a better way for me to sort it and process it. And like omnipresence, like that is, we've got to understand the omnipresence piece first. and before we move further on, right? Because it just won't make sense. It'll seem, it just, in our linear quote thinking, it just won't make sense. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, and also using our brain, it's such a dull tool, really, if you feel of it. I feel sometimes with omnipresence, the visual came to me as well the other day on the beach. Do you know when you see the sun and there's clouds and you see the rays just pouring through the clouds and they create all of those rays? I'm like, oh, that's us. I'm one ray, Lauren's another ray, so on and so on. And that helped me. It's like, how do you ever explain that in a language that's set up to prevent Q and mermaid from explaining it? So it's the beauty of going back into our source, increasing our life force energy, right? Everyone knows. I mean, I know we're speaking to the choir, but yes. So the omnipresence piece, I feel like they're always like we could talk about all the different topics and then we take a step forward. Okay, let's review them again. Okay, take a step forward. That's how it feels to me.
Me too. Me
To
too.
you too? Yeah.
And it's like, to me, I think I've said this to you before. It's like, in a plane at takeoff, you're gradually ascending, gaining altitude. You gain altitude, you level out a little bit, you recalibrate, and then up, oh, we're going up again, you know, and then up, oh, here we go. We got a trigger. The trigger's coming in,
Your
you know,
ears
that.
popped.
Yeah, the ears popped, and I fell off the horse, so to speak, and let's work the kinks out, and let's really go within and see what caused the trigger, and then you recalibrate, and then you gain a little more altitude. So to me, that's what we're doing, and I will say this, because I would do this to myself. I would be like, I'd hear a bunch of callers call in and they were sharing their amazing knowings. And I'm like, damn it. Why don't I have that know? Like, what? Right? Like, so I said, you know what? Girl, where you are is perfect for you. And just to rest in peace. And oh God, that was awful. Just to rest in the place of my heart of peace. Right? You know what I mean?
Yes.
So,
Yes.
oh, geez. Gotta have some humor in here, right?
Actually, you just teed up something I just saw from the conversation last week
Let's
with the
go.
word peace. So Q said it at the end of last week's interview. And thank you, Q. We just love you so deeply. And so I know you said this too, Lauren. We're just so honored to be together, to be in this position. So Q says, oh, I asked him a question. What does ascension look like? Joking around, if we had a party on an island and we're all getting together, all the light beings getting together, whatever that means to you. He said it just explodes. It's just an explosion of peace. And that's what he did his best to explain. Absolute perfection of peace, tranquility through sensuality and otherwise, you're over. It's ascension. Just to break free of any boundaries of perfection of peace, being perfect harmony. Just like he said, as EBE, we're just used to loving each other. That's all we're used to. So it's for me, that's he's speaking from that outside of here state of being in your heart, being in that neutrality, which connects to everything you just said, Lauren. When we're in that state of being, we just go like the rays of the sun, we just go. They just go. You couldn't stop it. You couldn't stop the waves, right? So it's perfect analogy with the airplane because it's watching us go, and then we get a little static, then we go back and forth, back and forth. It's I find it fun at this point now. But how do you feel about it? Do you have anything from what I just read, what Q shared?
Yes, just to add to that, it's so important to, for me, observing myself and just being in that place of peace, and all the everything's going to come to you when you're in that state of peace. It's just, but if you're distracted, if you're, you know, kind of half-assing it, so to speak, instead of going all in, it's going to be what you make it. So, for me, I had to make a decision, like, am I going to participate in bullshit anymore, or am I on the love train? And it's, I choose love. I do not have time for shit anymore. And and I'm not going to participate. And it's not to be mean. It's not to, it's just I have to love myself first. And that means doing what's best for me on my journey. And then when we do that inner work within ourselves, it raises the frequency. And other people will see it. Oh my God, I want what she's having. You know, Harry Met Sally, that or get, you know what I'm talking
Yep,
about.
we yep.
I'll have what she's having, please.
And what's funny is the word, just to connect into that, it's beautiful, connect into I'll have what she's having, because she was faking an orgasm at the table. And we talked about this. Sorry if I took a little bit of a hard ride, but
No, it's
that
perfect.
word is so charged as
Oh,
cue.
yeah.
We all know, but we can all agree that probably the majority of us are here because two people had intercourse. And it's
Yeah.
interesting how hard it is really to break through where you and I want to go, and others just saying, but where we're having the conversation is to break through of that. Okay, so we're here, I'm here in my body because my parents had sex. And now what? It's such a charged word. So we're doing our part to sort through it in the higher frequency to uncharge it, because it's what you're expressing. That's the BS as well. Don't want to participate with the BS. And just back to the quote, that the words of cue, perfect, perfect peace. It's all of that mental energy, like you experienced before the show, before your song, right? It's
Yeah.
just constantly looking at it and seeing it. Nope, perfect peace. The carrot in the front, perfect peace. Then we have ascension. And Q even said once, I feel it was Saskia called in about her question, like, what if we all turned off our stop thinking for a minute? And one of his responses that stood out to me was, you can also tell a joke and laugh for 5 minutes, right? So,
Right.
what do we do on the show? We're just laughing, laughing with Q. So, thank you for showing us the way as well, because always an inspiration. And we tapped into it too, Lauren. That's just what we like to do. It's just that simple.
We just want to play. I would encourage everyone, and look, we all have our stuff that we're going through. We all have our own individual stuff, but try as best you can. Just, you're doing your inner work, but just try to have fun and be easy on yourself and just love yourself through this process. Where do I want to go with that?
And see what wants to happen.
And see what wants to happen. Zosha, can I add on to what you mentioned about the orgasm being a charged?
Yes.
I mean, like you said, it's like, well, we're all here because of sex, right? I mean,
Yeah.
that's right. And, we're going to be procreating the new earth. And the last time I checked, the stork ain't going to be there. So we're going to, right? So don't y'all love that ain't?
Your South comes out.
It does,
The
y'all.
South, y'all.
Like what you said, Zosha, it's not the bump and grind that I'm interested in. I'm pretty sure we all feel the same way. I always knew there was a deeper love, and I just never found it. And what we're talking about, the sacredness of this beautiful experience between two beings that in love, and it's that just be, it's just intimate, it's sacred, it starts with the spiritual. It's a spiritual connection. It's paying perfect attention to each other. And then you just happen to have the physical piece of it, and it's that merging of in that oneness. And the love with both individuals, and you merge it. And that is, to me, that is so beautiful. And, and that, why does this matter? You ask yourself, why does this matter? It matters because when two beings come together in love and they've done, I'm not talking about lust, I'm talking about pure unconditional love. They've done their inner work. They know who they are. Well, can you imagine, the higher consciousness beings that they will create because of that. I mean, I think it's absolutely beautiful. It's just so beautiful to me. So, anything you want to add
Yes,
to that?
I wrote down, it's funny, on the last show, I feel I asked one of my questions, so I had so many more. But one of them was this: when Q mentioned orgasms lead to ascension, of course, that charged word where everyone goes with that. But I wrote some of his other words to say it as this, perhaps: heart-centered, perfect, perfect attention and expression of connection equals orgasms lead to ascension. So it's different. It doesn't mean there isn't a physicality. And the beauty of Q and Mermaid to share their story, remember he joked, they want to know how we do it. Which it's so beautiful, the humor that he shares, because let me just segue to that for a minute. I grew up with that humor. To me, it's like a drive-by and you lob a grenade into the space and keep going. And it's so beautiful and really masterful because it exposes to us our judgments, our insecurities, or our triggers. So it's really brilliant. And I feel like that's what I feel behind what he's doing. And then to feel that beauty of the expression of what it really is. And for everyone too, we're in all different types of relationship. We all emerging from this matrix. Every single one of us has been duped in some form or some way. Maybe some made it out peacefully, I don't know, but do you know what I'm saying? So to touch on to what you say, it's just that yearning for, we just know, we've talked to some friends and we just know what that feels like, what that higher frequency partner feels like. And just the last piece to remember, to remind everyone, as Q mentioned, sometimes even if the light's green, we don't go. I love that.
I loved that.
Or just sit, perfect attention if you're just talking or massaging or whatever. This just takes time. They or no time, but there's no time, just perfect attention.
You know,
Wow.
oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just saying, wow.
You know what came to me was when you were saying what you were saying. I think the old phrase, men are like frying pans, women are like crock pots. It's so true. Now, look, the men have had a lot of, we love the men, love the men. And the programming on the men is just, it's a lot. So, it's that perfect attention, like you said, like when Q mentioned that the way that gave examples of how they connect and just give each other that perfect attention, pressing their foreheads against each other, taking walks in nature together, and just it's absolutely beautiful. And that's where we're going to. That's where we're going to.
If you choose.
If you choose. Exactly.
Again, it's also it's talking about it like this, Lauren. To me, I feel like it's healing. It's healing just to, I'll look back in my own path listening to you if things are brought to the surface or any other moment. It just helped me look at it. Perfect. It hurts. It's not pleasant. Very uncomfortable. It's a long road to get to here, right? It's simple, but it's not easy. And it's healing. It's beautiful. And just to be at the point too, I just remember when he said, there's no problems here. There just aren't, we just don't have problems here. I'm like, well, all right, just let's go. Let's have fun. So it also reminds me, Lauren, of the MOGA statement, which is hysterical too, because it is really a play on the words, using the word orgasm again. Well, when we say it, we know how people are taking it, but what we mean is that perfect attention, that perfect expression of connection. That's totally different, but we all have to feel that, right? It's like, oh, so, and there's lots of people right here with us, excited for the party and that expression. So it's just, I just couldn't be more excited.
Me too. Me
Yeah.
too. What do you want to, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, how did you feel? I was so happy for you. And by the way, just to tell everyone, after the show, I said, Lauren said, I'll just say what she said. You said, I'm so happy you told me to shush myself. And I said, I'm so happy you said that because I would never want to appear rude, but that's our humor with each other. And it was funny. I'm like, Lauren, he was talking about orgasms. That's exactly told me want to hear about. So I felt like you didn't hear the first part. So thank you for sharing that with me. We're sharing our honesty and our feelings as well, which is great. But what I was so excited for you was the confirmation you had, which is another thing that made me laugh, especially when you said the third one. Lauren's asking Q about confirmation of who she feels she's in. You just mentioned, oh, the newscaster. Yes, yep, you're in it too. It's just like, it's awesome. So funny. So my question to you is, how did you feel? I know you expressed, like we talked about the mind stuff, getting out of the way with that, but do you want to share anything more about that whole receiving of gifts? I look at them as gifts.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up. So, perfect. So yes, so we had talked about, Q confirmed about, me and Melania, and I was like, oh, I knew it. I knew it. But, you knew, Zosia, you knew, you already had that knowing, but you didn't tell me. You let me come to that knowing on my own. And there's a gift in that, because when I came to that knowing on my own, and you told me that you knew, but I started crying, just tears of joy, because you were patient and you saw how I was growing, and doing my inner work, and really had that thirst to know. And no, I'm not going to tell her, just like Q, he's not going to tell us. I mean, it's such a beautiful experience. So it builds that trust within yourself, and it was a gift. It was a gift that you gave me. So I totally, I'm so grateful for that from you. It's just so much. It's just so much care went into, what you were observing with me, and how you let me come to that realization on my own. And I think one day last week we were talking, and we had shared that I was in the car. I got off the phone, and I just started crying tears of joy, because it just touched my heart so much that you gave me that gift.
No. Thank you, Lauren. I have chills through my body as you say that. And it's just, I feel I said it on the first show. I just, when I knew you and got to know you, I just had instant, it was unconditional love for you. I just, how do I say it? It was at such a level. I've had it with my children, but I had it with you as a sister. And it was so beautiful as you reflected to me to observe that and feel that. And just beauty to grow on this journey with you and share all that we've shared with each other, and just with great honor, because I guess I felt it with myself too. I just would quietly, I'd quietly go within and find things about myself. And when you would share, I'd be bursting like to share, to tell you something. I was like, so I bit my tongue for a long time. So there's so many pieces with it, but it is just, I don't know how to say it. It's like a motherly response. I've had this response many, not many times like this in terms to this degree, but I just love you so deeply. And you were so, well, we won't have to go into the details, but you shared something with me too. And it's something, a feeling, we won't go into it, but just a feeling you didn't love. And you said, can I just share it with you? And I said, of course. Hang on, let me just get in my heart. Hang on. Yeah, share it. And you were such a so beautiful in your sharing and so completely vulnerable and honest. And it was beautiful because they said, of course, I can't even share the conversation because I don't want to give that away. But of course, I'm here for you. I would never leave. You're my sister. And thank you for sharing that.
And you know what? You know what? The way I'll tell you how I was able to share it, because I know you're in your heart, and I know you're in your heart, you're in neutrality, and it's you created that space, to allow me to be vulnerable and authentic and honest, and just to speak the truth. And it's not easy when something pops up, and Ah, I'm like, oh my God, really? Here we go again with this crap, and it's I'm like, yep,
More
and I,
brambles, more
right.
gravel in the teeth.
I'm like, didn't I take care of that shit? Haven't I already taken care of that shit? I'm so, oh, here it's back again. Sorry, I mean, it's just sometimes that's the only way I can say it.
It's perfect.
But it's because we created that beautiful space of authenticity and pure love that I could share it, and we worked through it, and then it actually was very healing, and it made the connection even stronger, I feel. What would you say?
Absolutely. And the beauty of it is you just see it. Oh, yeah, that's ugly. Yeah, I see why you feel that. I feel that. I got this. We talk about, okay, you want to go play? Do you know what I mean? Just keep on
Exactly.
going. Oh, it's just a pinch, right? And just let's keep on going.
Exactly. I'm like, God, who wants to, like, don't we just want to go play and have fun?
This still seems to be a little process. I guess it's just, like you said, it's a step forward, step back, step forward. It's just, or we just stop and just go play.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes, go ahead, Saoirse,
No,
sorry.
but it's not that easy.
It's not that easy. It's like someone, it's like there's it's what do you call it? It's the journey. It's not about, it sounds so corny, but it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And what I've noticed is that, okay, a problem arose. Okay, great. Let's go in and let's fix it. But I'm finding that the downtime is not as long, so I'm able to bounce back, quicker than I had, say, a couple years ago or even a couple months ago, because I know who I am, and I know who I am, and I'm just pure love and compassion. And I would say to the audience, just go easy on yourself and celebrate your even if it's something so small, celebrate it and love yourself in the process.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's just it. That I feel the key is what you said, just loving yourself and seeing yourself for who you truly are. You know, it's not all of that stuff. It's not us. It's we're emerging from the matrix. And I always love the reference of the butterfly, the caterpillar emerging as a butterfly. It's just necessary. The beauty of knowing for ourselves. You don't want to crimp the wings of the butterfly by picking at the cocoon, you know, just everyone has their own process and it's all beautiful. It's I love even Q said too, like if you choose to be live a life of debauchery, great. Have fun. You could do there's no judgment. Just do what your spirit is telling you. To me, that's the truth. Living the truth.
Exactly. You know what? This just came to me, Zosha. Can I
Go
bring
fish,
up
girl.
a go fish? Oh, don't you love the go fish?
We're waiting to see if we can put the something up on our page about it. Go fish, girl.
Oh, so on the last on our last show with Q, he mentioned we've creating limits. He talked about love and how we here have created limits and boundaries on how we express ourselves and how we express love with each other. And he reminded us that there are no limits, there are no boundaries. Where we come from, we just love. And I feel like that was a part of the programming too, what we traditionally are used to with sexuality and sensuality and naturally I'm just a very I just I'm a sensual person. I don't know, it's just how the image on my BBS, my profile of the woman with the fabric, it was the only way that I knew how to express my energy and sensuality. Just it's just the only way I knew how to express it in an image. And so anything that you want to share on the programming around about around love and how we express it, touching on Q's comments regarding that.
It came to me that I was very happy, although we know this because we wouldn't settle for anything. But Wednesday sex day is going away. You know, we'd never do that because when you have a pure connection with each other, it's authentic and you just know, like, you just know the other person so intimately. There's no scheduled moment, and there's so many levels of intimacy that I are so fulfilling on all different. You know what I mean? It's just we're just at the step of knowing that, but no more task-oriented things if we choose. But the authenticity of intimacy is really one of my loves of hearing him talk about that.
It's the quality. It's not quantity, it's quality.
Yeah, and it's just so much deeper. Just back on our first show, Cue Mermaid did such a beautiful job speaking about it that I found reviewing those notes is really, it's like, wow, this is something I will refer back to regularly just to remind myself if I need it. But that's
Exactly.
what came to me when you said it.
And I love how Mermaid said, she just reaffirmed, the programming here, it's just, oh, we gotta perform it it's a job, to perform for relief for the man. And it's just, it's all programming, and it's all going away, just like you said, because we can't lie to each other anymore. I mean, the truth's coming out whether you want it or not, whether you like it or not,
Yeah, and to be so excited to do it, and it's such a joy to have the quiet to be with a choir, right? We've all talked about that too. Other beautiful light beings looking for that as well. We just know, we just feel it. It's like it's just happening. We're in the middle of it. That's how I feel. How do you feel, Lauren? Oh, Lauren, we can't let this go. Also, Q shared with you. I didn't ask you if it's okay to say this, but you shared it publicly, so I'm
Go
feeling that
ahead.
I have a yes. You had acknowledgement of your twin flame. And then he finished at the end of the show with more acknowledge. I mean, you must have been, how did you feel? Let me say it that way.
Zosha, oh my gosh, I love you. Thank you so much. I thank you for asking this question. I was really nervous to ask it, because I don't, I. You know, a part of me is like, don't ask that. That's not going to help the audience. That's just, because I want my dream, my desire is to just get as much information to the listeners that's going to assist them on their journey. So I hesitated, but I'm like, God, I've got to ask him. And so when he confirmed that, I was just like, it's just this sense of relief just washed over me of, oh, Lauren. You can trust yourself. You can trust yourself. And I knew, just to give a little context, I've known for several years. I've known for several years. It was just, certain different circumstances that, that were in the mix. But yeah, it felt really good. And
Can I say something just to help people too of
please.
your knowing? Because you alluded to it talking to Q about a moment where you were somewhere, and that because it ties into something they said about Chicago and the fair.
Please go ahead.
Well, did you want to share any more specifics about your experience about that? Because it could help unpack the fair story and my whale story. You too have a story to that.
I absolutely.
Not asking
So,
for the whole thing, but you know what I mean, like the visual, so people have a visual.
oh, do you want me to go into like the location and where we were and what I saw?
Perhaps, like just because I saw it, so it's
Okay.
very compelling if you even describe the images. It's up to
So,
you.
we were in I was in France at a certain location, and I had taken a picture at this location, and because I'm there, and I love photography. I love taking pictures. And Normandy, and I had noticed that this individual had taken the same exact picture in the same exact spot several years before, and I wasn't looking for it. It just happened. I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't seeking it out. I was like, "Oh my goodness, look at that!" And I'm like, we're missing each other. We're missing each other, you know? And I know Q does, it's not limited to identity. It's, he did make that comment when I shared that with him. But yeah, it was do you want to speak on Q's comment about the fair and mermaid?
Yeah, that because you were so gracious to share the images with me. So at the time, I'm like, wow, what are the chances that that would happen? So it was very compelling. And I hadn't really pondered. There's so much more to that as well, I feel. And Q touched on that. So I'll just bring in the piece when I shared about sharing light with mermaid. And I said, it's interesting. One of the examples I gave was on one day, I was walking at the ocean and this beautiful lady, a whale, she emerges from the ocean, feeding very close to me. It's just spectacular. So later on, anyway, she feeds, and I just talk to her across the distance, and then I go into the water to swim and have my day. And then later on, it was a Saturday. Later on, Q and Mermaid are on the show, and Mermaid shares that she saw a whale that day. And now I had already had a list of synchronicities and commonalities I have with Mermaid. I'm like, oh my God, oh my gosh, you can't make this up. So, but it touched on the story you just shared, and Q mentioned that we can go into the fair part too after if you want to talk about that. But what Q said is, so we're going to connect in a dimensional reality in a same event, same time. So as an example, you dreamed about a whales while I'll add while Mermaid did, you met her in the process. You met her in that mental reality because we are creating in real time. So that the whole creative aspect of ourselves, I feel like we haven't even busted all that down yet, broken all that down. But I'm excited with these synchronicities too because we're going there as well. And that'll also help us thresh out omnipresence more. Do you know what I mean? So if I'm sitting on my beach on the East Coast, and Mermaid's on, I'll just make it up. I don't know where she was, just say on the West Coast. We're both looking at whales. They're different. She described the whale as different than the whale I saw. But Q says she's participating. You met her in the process. We met at that mental reality because we are creating in real time. Now, that was at the same time where there's a story you gave was at different time. But now that tees up perfectly if you want to go into that about. Chicago and the fair where they met each other.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting when he said that because he said, let me find it here. It says Q met Mermaid. So he said, I met Mermaid at a fair when, so would he, hold on here. Q met Mermaid at a fair when he went to a fair on the West Coast while she was at a fair in Chicago. So he went to a fair and experienced Mermaid there, but he wasn't in Chicago. Am I getting that correct?
That's what I got. He's on the West Coast.
He's on the West Coast, she's in Chicago, but they experienced each other. So that it's not limited to individual identity, and it's the spirit, right? It's light. It's their right
Correct, correct.
recognizing each other. We have 1 minute left, Sosha.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we could just go on forever. Okay. Well, Lauren, it was so beautiful to have another hour with you. Such a joy. We're so excited for everyone who's joined us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, BBS, and go sunshine on Whiplash Talk. And please see Q right next, right? For PRQ Homestead.
We're creating our space of love, everyone. The Love Shack, baby.
That's your next song.
There you go.
We
Love
love
Shack,
you.
baby. Love you
We
guys.
love you, everyone. Thank you.
Happy Q Day.
You do.
Thank you.